Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome to our show, Hope. Glad to be back after Thanksgiving week being off. We got a couple weeks coming up. Christmas Day is on a Thursday. New Year's Day is on a Thursday. So we've got about 3 weeks counting this one left in this year. And we're all excited about that. And today's show, I'm real excited. Today is graduation day at the Freedom Center. And we've got two guys in studio with us here at the Super Talk radio station, downtown Corinth, where Dr. Phil keeps us in line. But I'm here pulling my Jimmy Anderson. All the way to my right is Kirby Nixon, and he is the director of the Freedom Center. In between us is Gage Franklin. He is one of the alumni. I don't know which one's 87, which one's 88. Which one of y'all came first?
I did.
You did? So Devin Carlos will be number 87, and then Gage Franklin will be number 88 and stuff. So we're all excited about that. It's graduation day, Kirby. It's always a special day. But so you've seen these guys come through. But give us a quick update on the Freedom Center.
We are almost full. We've got a wide variety of men with us right now, some young guys, some old guys, some in-between guys. I'm sitting in Bobby's chair today, so I feel like somebody, Bob, if you're listening. But we miss you, and we desperately need you to return. But no, it's been busy. We had the lighthouse last weekend. Our guys got to help work and serve there.
Bethlehem Baptist last Thursday on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, they've been busy. So this week has been pretty normal for us. So we're blessed. You know,
tell them if they want help, Kirby, how to get help and what the process is there.
Yes, if you need help, we do have a few beds, and anytime we don't, we'll help you get somewhere that does. But CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Real simple application process. You go to get help and apply now, and just a few questions there, and I'll reach out to you. You can also reach me on my cell phone at 731-925-0702. Anytime, that's 731-925-0702.
All right, well, we're excited about that. And listen, Kirby, we have a couple big things coming up. And first of all, we got open house this Sunday at the Freedom Center. And we want to invite people to come and be a part of that from 1 to 3 Sunday. We'll open our doors for everyone that wants to come, see what it's like, ask questions, meet the team. We got a new team. We got new guys on our team, and we're excited about that. We got Tyler Wilson as our campus pastor, and we've got Stephen Goforth as our innkeeper. So they have brought some, I don't even know how to describe it, but they brought some stuff to our program.
Yeah, one of them brought a dog this morning.
Yeah, so. Yeah. He just called me about that.
I don't know where we're going. If we're going, I don't know.
We want you to come invite them. We'll have them guys on the radio show soon. I don't know if we can handle both of them at one time on the radio.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. But, you can.
Yeah. Thank you, Kirby. But, look, we are excited that Tyler Wilson and Stephen Goforth has joined our team. We're preparing to make the move to a next step over there on our new property and stuff on Alcorn Simpson School Road. This Sunday from 1 to 3, we got open house at our current facility, and that address is
42 County Road 278, Corinth.
So 42, County Road 278. We're going to be there Sunday. We've got refreshments. We'll have cake, cookies, something. But all of our guys will be there, so you can meet them, ask questions. Our team will be there. Come see what we're about. It'll be a great time to bring a gift. We're trying to raise $250,000 by the end of the year, and we're at 210, I think. So if you would like to bring a gift, a year-end gift, just a gift to help the guys and stuff, it'd be a great day to come see what we're about. And we want to invite you to be part of that. And then on Christmas Day, we'll have our Christmas Day meal at Alcorn Central High School. We'll be feeding plates that day. We've got 600 to-go plates before we even get started. So we're all excited. You'll hear more about that, but that'll be Christmas Day at Alcorn Central School on Christmas Day. But again, this week, the big deal for us is open house. You would make our day by just coming and seeing us that day and seeing what our program looks like. Now, if the weather is permittable, that I can carry folks over to the new campus, we'll go over to the new campus and see what the vision for that is. We have our architect drawing setting up there so you can see what it looks like now. So we want you to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we get to do this radio show because of our sponsors. And we have 10 sponsors, I think, maybe even 11. But we've been blessed. Me and Dr. Phil was talking. We've been doing this radio show for over 5 years now. We're probably in our fifth year or sixth year. Yeah. So we're in our sixth year. We opened the Freedom Center December 1 of 2021, and we had started a year before that just trying to get the word out. And, man, it's because of these sponsors. Dinner Bell Steak and Fish there on Harper Road. Melissa Carts and them are dear friends to our ministry, and we're thankful for the Dinner Bell. Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right there on Highway 72. Man, we've got a Christmas sale going on. Listen, we have kid recliners. Kid recliners in stock, $100. That's tax and all. We're paying the tax. Come by and get your kid a camouflage pink one for the girls or camouflage green color for the boys. So we have plenty of other colors in stock. Jeff's Barbershop, Jeff Green there, right across the street from the mattress store. Looking in this room, he don't have to cut many heads here. He's got over here to my left, Devin maybe. But we're thankful for Jeff Green. Daniel Arthur, man, my friend Daniel, in the local Subways here. We got three in town, two on 72, one on Shiloh Road. Go by and get you a foot-long dozen cookies today and then tell them we sent you. Magnolia Funeral Home, Jim and Sheila Cavery, right there on Highway 72. Jim and Sheila's first-class folks, man, doing first-class things in your burial needs for anything. They've got graveyards, cemeteries. They've got two locations far as funeral homes here in town, so they can help you out. Kirby, tell them about Rapid Restoration and Repair.
You've got Brady and Mary Grace Pratt here in Corinth. They can handle pretty much anything your home needs, any remodeling, demo, any water damage, crawl space solutions. They're your people for that. And they are quick and they are good, and yeah. We're thankful for them.
Yeah, real thankful for Brady and Mary Grace there. Crosswind Ministries, I tell you another person we're grateful for is Dr. Pratt.
Yeah.
Dr. Pratt, he'll come by and just check on our guys if one of them's sick or got something. Dr. Pratt, big shout out to Dr. Leonard Pratt, man. He is one of our heroes, and he's a great guy. Crosswind Ministry here in town on Tate Street. Been helping folks for over 20 years, and that's Bobby Capps. Bobby is out today. Bobby is on the coast. He is a new grandpa.
Number 13.
He's got a little boy now. And, you know, Bobby gets excited about opening the Word of God, and he gets excited about teaching. But man, talking about grandkids, Bobby gets on a different level and stuff. Well, so he's been there all week. He's sent his wife to work, and he stayed there.
Yeah, praise God for FaceTime, because we've got to go get two classes out of him this week. But we're expecting him back Monday at 8 o'clock.
So. Yeah, Crosswind Ministries. Wilco Real Estate Group, that is my wife, my daughter, and Kirby's wife, Maria and Olivia there. Reach out to them for any real estate needs. They're really busy. It's a great time for real estate. Kirby here needs a home here in Corinth. Preferably North Corinth. But
Corinth, it don't matter. North, south, east, west.
They need to probably rent one right now. They're selling their home in Pickwick. Moving out of the foreign land, moving into the great mission field. God's country here. So we're needing to pray that Kirby finds a home here big enough for his kids, his dogs, his wife, and all the rest
of it. Yeah.
So, Gatlin's Pharmacy, Bart and Dawn Dorn there in Tishomingo for all your pharmacy needs. Bart's a dear friend, so I'm grateful for Bart and Dawn Dorn. Reach out to them for all your pharmacy needs in Tishomingo. We're going to take a break, and we're coming back with Gage Franklin and Devin Carlos. We'll be right back.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment of our show, Hope. We're just thankful we get to do this. I'm real thankful that we get to do this every Thursday. It gives us opportunity to tell you about the Freedom Center, Living Free Ministries, and what's going on. But one of the big thrills is to get to introduce you to graduates. And we've got alumni numbers 87 and 88 today. And you just think, 4 short years ago, we had number one here, Ronnie Martin. and stuff. But first up today is Devin Carlos.
Yep.
Devin, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
Devin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So obviously, my name is Devin Carlos. I come from Pickwick. That's where I was raised most of my life. Union electrician now. Came to the Freedom Center in September the 8th, and just been letting the Lord show me some things about myself.
Got a girlfriend? Is she your wife yet?
So I'm actually getting married on Friday. So, and we do have two beautiful little girls already. So it was definitely time to get that fixed.
Placing all your hope for Bobby to be here Friday?
No, we've already got all that planned out. So.
Okay. All right. So, well, listen. So you got two little girls?
Yes.
And Carlos come to us through the bridge. Brother Jason Roberts there at the bridge reached out to us and said, man, we got a guy that we want to help and feel like he needs to be with y'all. And he went on, was telling me that he was a good guy, but he seemed to have struggled with alcohol.
Yes.
And that may be just part of that, a lot of that job site deal or getting off work with the guys. But tell us, how old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
And how long have you struggled with alcohol?
I've always drank. I bartended for quite a while, worked in the service industry for quite a while. And it never really seemed to be too much of a problem at that point. But about 3 years ago now, I lost my mother about 2.5-3 weeks before my birthday. And which that wasn't too difficult because it was more of a relief. She's been in the nursing home since I was 12, I believe. So she was in the nursing home for almost 19 years before she passed away. So I did know that she was saved. I did know that I would get to see her again. And she was returned to her former glory. So it was more of a relief. And then right after my birthday, about four weeks almost after my mother died, my father died. And that one actually came as a big surprise. He had heart disease. He didn't tell my brother or myself. So I didn't deal with that one too well. So I did, I guess, what a lot of people do. And I turned to alcohol. And I drank a lot. Like, I drank a lot. And I'd probably say for about... Oh, and at that time, we had found out that we were pregnant with our first one. So add the anxiety and stress of all that to the death of both of them, and it was overwhelming at times. And then I would probably say I had about a 4-month, 5-month dry spell. I still wasn't dealing with anything that was going on internally. Wasn't asking the Lord to help me whatsoever. I was dependent on Devin, and Devin was failing. So,
well, Kirby, you've had him now for 12 weeks. During the midst of how he got here, we moved our program out to 15 weeks. But tell us a little bit what you've seen in Carlos here.
Well, just from day one, you know, he's been an A-plus guy. He cooked for us for a little while and really spoiled everybody. And then one day he was just like, I don't really want to cook anymore. And I said, well, all right. Still ain't really over that. But when we do taco days, he'll pitch in. And but now we've become real close. You know, his wife and girls I can almost call her that.
Yeah.
They been there for him every time they could come. Sometimes when the babies were even sick, they came anyway. They love Devin. I don't know if the little girls love him more than the wife or not, but I know they love him. It's just daddy, daddy, daddy the whole time they're with us. But now I've just seen him, you know, he's really bought into what we have going on, which is obviously nothing that we are doing. It's just the Lord working in lives of men who call on Him. You know, don't know how. I really didn't know Devin before now. You know, I was an Adamsville guy. He was a Savannah guy, and we're the same age. So that don't really make a lot of sense. But anyway, I'm glad the Lord brought him to us, and I'm glad that somebody was willing to help him come to us, the Bridge and Jason there.
Yeah, big shout out to Jason Roberts and the Bridge. They're a church that makes a difference in our community. And they're willing to invest. And people struggling. We got another guy yesterday that they're investing in and been investing in a long time.
Yeah, but I'm just joyful at what the Lord's done in his life. You know, I'm glad he's getting married. I believe that's a big step. You know, and obedience to the Lord and obviously love for his wife, girlfriend, fiance. We're just gonna call her wife. But if you're listening this morning, thank you for sticking with Devin and you know supporting him through this journey. It means a lot. So,
well, if you are listening, like to have a comment for Devin or Gage or something about this show, listen 662-603-9829. That's our text line 662-603-9829. You can listen in, like Bobby Capps is on the coast. He could be listening to us right now, but I'm sure he's trying to get his hands on a grandbaby. But look, supertalk.fm Corinth, you can listen anywhere. Devin, what's next?
So going back to the union, I have a little piece about that. Hopefully I'll be able to stay local. I'm going to continue going to the Bridge. That's my home church. I enjoy being there. The word they bring is great. Staying plugged in and some groups that we've got to go to. I really enjoy going to the men's group that the Lighthouse does and maybe find a couple more things to get into. So,
well, that's Friday morning. You're always welcome to come back to any of our groups there at Freedom Center now. We always tell you this afternoon when you ring that bell, if you're in trouble or if you just need a place to go to, we are family. We believe that. We stand by that. We took a brother back in yesterday that was struggling. Just the only reason we took him back in because he was a brother, alumni brother and stuff. So, look. We're proud of you. I got a couple texts. Tyler Wilson said all the guys there is listening to you at the center. What would you tell them guys?
To really dive into the word, let God speak to you, because that's the only way you're going to be able to do it.
All right. Well,
I am also losing my gym partner. Not real happy about that, but he does, you know, I do have to push him, so I don't really reckon I'm going to, you know, miss out on much. But he says he's going to keep coming to the gym, so I hope he does.
All right. Well, look, man, tonight graduation takes place at Living Free Ministries at 6 o'clock. Our man Rocky Miller and his group will be doing some music. And then we will have the introduction of Devin and Gage, and then present them their certificates, a Bible that Miss Laura Travis gets for them. That will be 88 Bibles she has bought.
Yeah.
And she buys nice ones.
Yeah. I think.
Really nice study.
And she does more than that. You know, she checks on these guys. She texts me this week about our brother Spencer, just checking on him. She's invested. So.
Yeah, big shout out to her too. So many people helps us do what we get to do, and we're just thankful for that. But Devin, we are thrilled. What would you say in your closing comments here? What would you say if somebody's listening to you that may be a union brother or somebody that's just riding down the road that's struggling? What would you tell them?
You don't have to listen to your own inner thoughts. Most of the time, they're going to lead you wrong. You just need to open your word up. You need to let God speak to you through it, because he's going to show you what to do. He will meet you at the place that you need to be met at. And that's the truth.
All right. Well, listen, we're proud again tonight at 6 o'clock graduation. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with Gage Franklin, another Hardin County guy. I am in the room with all Hardin County guys today.
No.
You're not a Hardin County guy?
McNary.
McNary County.
Big difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Oh, man. Shots fired.
15 years ago, there was a big difference.
Okay. Well, we're coming back with Gage Franklin, a Hardin County guy, and we're looking forward to it. We'll be right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Have you seen my contractor?
Don't worry. At Rapid Restoration and Repair, we're always here when you need us. Whether it's water or fire damage, mold remediation, or even sewage cleanup, we've got you covered. Forget the disappearing acts. We've handled customized crawlspace solutions and even silicone roof coatings to save energy and keep your home safe and dry. As a veteran-owned and operated company, we are always on time, every time. Built on honor, integrity, and dedication, you can trust Rapid Restoration. Call us today for a free estimate at 662-415-6623 or visit rapidrestore.net.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey, folks, it's Tommy Wilson with Carr Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carr, Mississippi. And first of all, I'd like to say Merry Christmas. Second of all, let me tell you, let us make your Christmas even better by helping you with a new mattress. We have the largest inventory in North Mississippi, so guess what? I can help you better than anybody. Remember this. Have a Merry Christmas and come 3 miles west of high prices this Christmas.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
All right, we're back for a third segment, and very exciting segment. Our friend Colton has texted Gage and said, don't be weak, be strong here today. So I'm not for sure, but both of these guys is laughing now. And Dr. Phil just told him the whole world could be listening to him, so nothing to it. But the next guy up is Gage Franklin, which will be our number 88 guy, alumni brother that graduates the program. Look here, we're getting close to 100. 12 more. And we got Patrick in 2 weeks. So that'd be number 89. So we're getting there. You know, and that's a huge number to me. I didn't even ever think about it till closer we get to it. But I have been instructed and lined back out that Gage is from Hardin County. And if you're from Adamsville, you are from McNary County. And yep. Savannah, you are from Hardin County.
That's it.
So, Gage, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Gage, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, my name's Gage Franklin. I'm 35 years old from Hardin County. I have a beautiful wife named Allison and a beautiful daughter named Autry. It's been a journey. It's been almost 11 years now that God saved me, but through all that whole process, it's been growing and pruning and growing, going through this and God ridding me of self. And back in September, or even so, I'll back up. So back starting in this, the beginning of this year, I really began to just really just dive off. I was already running away from God and what he was calling me to do these last 5 years, but I really just started diving down deep really quickly. And this time, what I was doing this time prior to 2014 is totally different. So the enemy used something totally different that I was unaware of. And it was the drug stores or pills that you get in the gas stations, and it was Kratom. And I didn't think it'd be as bad as it was, but it really got a hold of me. And so the enemy will use whatever he can to take you down, especially if God's calling's on your life. But it got to the point where I was not just ruining me. I was hurting my wife. I was hurting my daughter and my in-laws and everybody around me. And I reached out this time. I said I needed help this time in September, and God, a while back, I knew Kirby my whole life. We grew up playing baseball against each other, and I've known a Kirby, but I remember like it was yesterday.
Is that when he was standing over in McNary County holding a flag, and you were handing over in Hardin County holding a flag?
Yeah, not
it's
this
kind of
time.
Like the Civil right. War.
That's what it felt like in high school. But no, I remember one day, I go to Love and Truth, and Kirby walked in, and I just remember seeing him, and I just remember seeing a light. And it's funny that I don't think I talked to you except hey that night. And I remember that many years later in 2025, and didn't know what I was going to do, didn't know where I was going to go. I know that I needed help, and I needed it to be God's help. It didn't need to be anything else but God. And the Lord began to put Kirby on my heart to reach out. And at that time, I didn't know he was at the Freedom Center. I didn't hear the Freedom Center. And then my wife was doing her research looking for things. And I think she was the one that actually ultimately found out. And I messaged him on Facebook, but then I called up there and Kirby answered. And he helped me right away. He didn't hesitate. He didn't waste any time. It was a matter of days. I was in the Freedom Center. And just from there, coming into the Freedom Center, God began to just completely radicalize my walk with him, reshaping it, what it looked like on my part to submit to his will and what that involved in me doing in there. And when I came in, I was in the rough shape I'd ever been in. But it was the people on staff. It was Kirby. It was the people in the program that really helped me stay grounded and stay in there, because 2 days in, my roommate, the last one to graduate, Eric Knowlton, I couldn't open my Bible. I couldn't hardly walk. I couldn't sleep. I was being tormented. And Eric made the comment, like I was laying there, and he said, "Do you mind if I read scripture over you?" And I knew in that moment I was in the right place. I didn't know exactly what it was going to look like after that, but I knew that God had brought me to this place for a reason. And it wasn't just to get cleaned up. That was never the mission, just to get cleaned up. It was to begin to grow and get back in pursuit of my walk with God and to reshape my future.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Gage, what is that future now?
I don't know what the future holds, but like someone I know says, I know who holds it. Yeah. I know that it's more than anything, he's called me to be a spiritual leader. He's called me to be a father and a husband, and to be the spiritual leader of my home more than ever. I know that God's got a calling my life, and maybe in the sense of spreading the gospel. I know that's for all of us to be a witness, but more than ever, I realize that I'm called to be a father and a husband and to raise up my daughter for the next generation so she lives out a godly life and not have to walk in the path that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kirby, you spent a lot of time with this guy. You knew him, so that puts a little more onto it for you and stuff. What have you seen in this young man's life?
Well, it's, you know, today from the day that he came to us, you know, it's just unbelievable. You know what I mean? It don't even make sense. And only God could have done something like this, you know. And I've known Gage, like he said. I've known, you know, that he had had seasons, you know, where, you know, he was really advancing the kingdom of God, really reaching folks. And then I knew he'd had seasons that were polar opposite. And I was a lot in the same in that aspect. But when he'd actually sent me that message on Facebook, but we weren't friends on Facebook for some reason. So it went to the...
He was from Hardin County.
Well, yeah, that was one reason.
Yeah.
I didn't see the message. It went to the message request deal or whatever. But then he called the Freedom Center one day, and I answered, and I noticed the Savannah number, and I was like, I should know this guy. And I said, he was calling, asking about a program, and I said, who is this? He said, Gage Franklin. I said, ain't no way. I said, this is Kirby Nixon. He said, ain't no way. And anyway, a few days go by, and he's wanting help. You know, he's wanting a change, and of course, everything was being thrown at him to keep him from getting to us, which, you know, the Spirit of God in him made him realize that, thankfully, and didn't hold him back. But we had a couple hiccups, and then, you know, one day I just, one night I said, man, look, if you can just get to my house in the morning, you just ride to work with me. You can leave your truck at my house. It'll be fine. And sure enough, the next morning he showed up, and he was a wreck. At that point, he wasn't as bad as he would get in the next few days because he had still had some of that stuff in him. But I literally, you know, I hadn't been on team long at this point, and I really didn't know, like, he's the only one that I was like, I don't know if this guy will make it. Like, not in our program. Like, I don't know if he's going to lay in that room and die. You know, it was that bad. So a note to anyone who is taking this stuff from the gas stations, it'll take you out. It'll take you out physically, spiritually, financially, all the above.
It's one of the common things we're seeing now.
Yeah, and nobody knows.
Because of this gas station.
And who knows what the stuff is. We don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, dope is dope, but this stuff is bad. And it's so accessible and so accepted. And if I remember correctly, I think this started for him like, they made it resemble an energy shot, you know. And next thing you know, it just it's wiped him out. But I'm just so thankful that the Lord sent him to us. I'm just thankful. He's been a spiritual leader in our house for the last, well, since about week two when he made it through the hell he was going through. Rolled his ankle walking through the kitchen like the third day. And I mean, you know, just one thing after another. And then I just watched the Lord just pick him up, you know, piece by piece and restore him, restore his family and his marriage. And he like you said, he don't know what this next, you know, season looks like, but he knows that he's got to serve the Lord first. So I believe that the Lord's going to work all that out.
Well, Kirby, you had helped get Gage there. You put out there and when your friends needed help,
yeah,
that you needed to raise the money to get him into the program. And it was overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
How many people called and was a part of that. So there was a lot of people invested in Gage. Didn't even know him, really.
No, didn't have a clue.
And
Didn't know his name or anything. I was going to get him. He was coming whether I had to pay for it or, you know what I mean? It was just one of them deals. I knew he was supposed to come to us. And especially the way it went down with the week four to five days before he actually got there, just enemy, just attack after attack after attack. And and he just we just pushed through it, and I put that post out there, and you know, just that's just how God does. I mean, and we needed to raise enough money for one guy, and within 36 hours we raised enough for him and another guy. So
well, with that, we have two guys now that we're trying to do.
Yeah.
You've raised, I don't know where you're at.
I raised $1,500 out of $3,750.
Yeah. So what we was going to do, if we could raise enough money for one, we was going to take the second one free. So we need a little help today with that. We need to raise about $2,200. So if you want to be a part of that, go to carandfreedomcenter.com. You can just give online or reach out to Kirby, either one, and he can take care of it. If you just want to come by tonight at Living Free Ministries, you can do that also. Well, Gage, you had been in another program. You had been on the staff of another program. You'd been involved with another program for 4 or 5 years and had a relapse.
Yeah.
And it almost took you out.
Yeah.
What's going to keep you from having a relapse this time?
So I look back, and there was things that came up, and the Bible talks about the armor of God, and I really let down my shield of faith, and those fiery darts came in, and they began to I didn't extinguish them. And through this process of being in the Freedom Center, I was always in pursuit of what you'd say on fire for God before that happened, but I really wasn't rooted in the wisdom of God. Like, I wasn't really applying the wisdom that His Word talks about. And more than ever, my wife is my other half. The Bible says the two become one. And she used to be the last person I used to listen to. But she would always say the same. When I would go to someone down the road, they'd say the exact same thing she said. And if I would have just done what she said too, because my wife is a godly woman, she listens to the Lord, she hears the Lord. And so going out of this is listening first, seeking God's wisdom, and then two, listening to my wife because she knows what's best, not just for me, but my family. And three, I used to think I could be like a Lone Ranger where I could do this thing for the Lord by myself. And Freedom Center really opened my eyes. I've never seen anything like it in the sense of community. And I realized that you got to have community around you because there are going to be hard days. And it's not you got to have a brotherhood around you because you might call one and he might be busy, but if you have a brotherhood, you call the next person, they're probably going to answer. So it's, and you say all the time, the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the people of God, and that's exactly it. That's those are the pillars I got to have when I get out of here.
Yeah, it's the only way that we make it, I think.
Yeah,
for me, well, it has been.
Tonight at Living Free Ministry, 6 o'clock, Devin and Gage both will be on up front. They will be sharing parts of their stories and honoring them as graduation, and we're excited about that. Our friends at the Dinner Bell will cater a meal tonight afterwards, so we invite you to come be a part of that. 6 o'clock on Thursday night, and it's a special night tonight, graduation. Gage, if somebody's listening, traveling down the road, sitting in their living room, maybe drinking or pulling up at that gas station, fixing to buy that dope over-the-counter gas station, what would you tell them?
If they're listening, it's not a coincidence. It's a God thing that the Spirit of the Lord, if he's speaking to you and he's drawing you, listen to what he's saying, that he only has plans to prosper you, not to harm you. So going in that place, you're harming yourself. So just listen to what the Lord's saying. And he will pull you out of it.
Well, man, we are proud of both of y'all, Devin and Gage here. When we was putting this program together, we had men on our mind at what kind of men we wanted to come to this program. And, man, y'all two are just at the top. I'm just thankful that God led y'all to us. Been able to stay a little bit. Somebody just texted and said, Kratom kills. We will agree with that. Yep. It's no good, and the people that sell it right here in this gas, in our local gas stations, is just local drug dealers in our book.
Yep.
So listen, we're going to take a break. We're coming back to wrap this show up. It's graduation day at the Freedom Center.
Mm-hmm.
Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice. To making your voice be heard. To getting exactly what you want. Especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Have you seen my contractor?
Don't worry. At Rapid Restoration and Repair, we're always here when you need us. Whether it's water or fire damage, mold remediation, or even sewage cleanup, we've got you covered. Forget the disappearing acts. We've handled customized crawlspace solutions and even silicone roof coatings to save energy and keep your home safe and dry. As a veteran-owned and operated company, we are always on time, every time. Built on honor, integrity, and dedication, you can trust Rapid Restoration. Call us today for a free estimate at 662-415-6623 or visit rapidrestore.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Kirby Nixon.
Well, we're about to wrap the show up today. Dr. Phil says we got about 4 minutes, and he is the boss of this place, so he just said we got three. So listen, open house this Sunday at the Freedom Center, 42 County Road 278. You're invited. Come by. Go to church. Grab you some lunch. Come on by. Have you a piece of cake or some cookies from 1 to 3. We want to show you the what we're doing and what's really going on out there. And if the weather is permittable, we're going to drive over to the new campus and show people that wants to go over there and look. We've got architect drawings that's up to show you what it's going to look like and things. So we want you to be a part of it. Open house. Hey, we're trying to raise 40 more thousand bucks this month to get our building started. Be a great day just to bring by a check. Just got a text. A guy gave us a big amount in stocks. So we are set up now to take stocks. Kirby had a car donated to him. There's just all kind of ways that you can donate to us. Donate your car. Donate stocks.
Horses. We'll take horses.
We'll take horses, cows, goats, pigs. But we do take cash and checks, too. But open house this Sunday, 1 to 3, and, man, we'd love to have you there. We had Devin, Carlos, Gage, Franklin here today, Alumni Brothers 87, 88 now. They've been on the show with us. They're going to graduate tonight at Living Free Ministries, and you're welcome to come there. We've just got a minute or two. Gage, anything else you'd like to share? Big shout-out to your wife or...
Yeah, shout out to my wife, Allison, and my daughter, Autry. Allison, she stuck it out. Thank you for being with me and never giving up on me and seeing the God, calling of my life even when I stopped seeing it.
Yeah. Devin?
I just want to shout out to my church and then my fixing to be wife. I appreciate you guys. I thank you guys for sticking out with me. I love y'all. I love the two little girls that God gave us. And I appreciate it.
Yeah. Man, big shout out to God sent us two guys like this here, Kirby.
Yeah. We'll take any more he has.
Yeah. Like this. We take all type of guys, yeah. But man, these two has been really, really good ones to take. And we're just thankful that we get, over the last 4 years, God has sent us over 180 men from 10 different states. These two, 87 and 88 of them, has graduated our program. So we're excited about that. We're thankful for it. Go to Karin Freedom Center and check us out. Remember, our open house, graduation today. And listen, we always close this thing out by reading the book of Jude. And today I'm going to ask Carlos to... I've been calling you Carlos the whole time. They called you Devin, and I said, who the heck's Devin? And I didn't even know who Devin was. But Devin Carlos is going to carry us out in the book of Jude.
All right, so Jude 1, 24 to 25. Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless and with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, before all time, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.